Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Nonfiction Books Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 19. Today we're reading the book Money Under the Car Seat and Other Things to Thank God For by Daniel White III. Children talk about what Thanksgiving means to them. A 12-year-old reflects on Thanksgiving by Daniela Danny White. Thanks, a sense of praise. Thanks to me is a sense of praise, something that you can look at and say, "Thank you, Lord." We have thousands of things to be thankful for. Many human souls are not as blessed as we are, but yet we complain of all our problems. Thanksgiving is a time for giving thanks, a time for giving thanks to God. I thank God for so many things: a home, a family, food, health, and life. As I look around, I see so many homeless people who stand on the street corner. Do you know that these people are some of the most grateful people in America? And we, the fortunate, say, "I have nothing to thank God for." Don't look at others with their wealth and gold, but look up and remember that Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." John 14:1-4. When Thanksgiving time comes around, it is a time to give the ultimate thanks to God, just plainly thanking Him for allowing me to see another day. Thanksgiving is also a time to spend with your family, to have a big feast of Thanksgiving food. Thanksgiving is a relaxed time, a moment to recognize the year is coming to its end. A period of time has passed. It is a time to look and see all the accomplishments we have completed and all the failures we have overcome. It is a time to look back with tears of joy and a bounty of laughter and say, "Oh boy, I can't believe I did that," and, "I sure won't do that again." It is a time to plan for the new year, so that on New Year's Day we can say, "What a great year this is going to be. What a new day," with all thanks to God in Jesus Christ. May the joy of Thanksgiving be around you and yours this new Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give Him the pen by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10, 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.